Would open your Bibles to Psalm 13. I was told I have 5 minutes this afternoon, so you'll be praying for the preacher to get a sore throat every week, huh? As you turn to Psalm 13, I read something about a president. It was kind of in transition. You know, he was a lame duck president, and he had called his successor into the Oval Office, and he wanted to give him 3 envelopes, and they were marked, numbered 1, 2, and 3. And he told him, as he, you know, when he takes power, that to open those up in order of the numbers when he comes across a great difficulty. And so that the successor eventually would take power, and after the honeymoon period, sure enough, there was a major crisis in the country, and he opened up the first envelope, and it said, "Blame me." And so that's what he did. He blamed the previous president. He went to the media and put everything off on him, and after a little while, things kind of settled down. And so a year or so later, there's another crisis came up, and so he opened envelope number 2, and it said, "Blame my party." And so he blamed the former president's party, and went to the media and kind of did the same thing. After a while, it eventually kind of, as things settled down. And finally, about another year later, his foreign policy was just, you know, he made some bad decisions, and it wasn't working out with his foreign policy. And so he decided to open that third envelope, and he opened that third envelope, and it said, "Prepare 3 envelopes. People handle difficulties different ways, don't they? I want you to think about tonight or this afternoon that, we all of us, you know, almost maybe even on a daily basis, some of us, we deal with difficulties and struggles. And what do we do in those situations? And there's a lot of things we can do. But what I want us to look at just for a few minutes is Psalm 13, because I think we see the psalmist, who probably is David. We don't know exactly when, you know, he wrote this, but some would say maybe it was when he was fleeing Saul. We don't really know for certain, but this is a psalm of David. And I want us to think about, as we read this, kind of the process, maybe just within this psalm, that David goes through in the progression of where he starts in verse 1 and where he ends up when you get to verse 6. Psalm 13, starting in verse 1. "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?" In those two verses, he poses the question 4 times. How long? How long? How long? How long? How long? And he's presenting basically his problems to God. And some would say maybe he's even throwing himself a little bit of a pity party here to a certain extent. But basically, will the problems ever go away? And maybe does God even care about the problems? Now look at verse 3. "Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I've trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation." So he goes from asking God how long to presenting these problems. And then we see he's beseeching God, or he's making a plea to God. He's asking God to help. And then verse 5, "But I've trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation." So he's gone from asking why or how long and wondering what's God doing or does God really care, to being specific about some specific things, about things he wants from God and he asks for God for help with. And then you get to verse 5 and he acknowledges, "I've trusted in your steadfast love. And my heart shall rejoice in your salvation." Now look at verse 6. "I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." And so he goes from questioning God, presenting all the problems, not necessarily maybe questioning, but wondering how long all this is going to go on, to praying to God, to talking to him about what it is he needs from God, and then coming to the realization that he trusts God, he believes God's going to take care of him. He says, my heart will rejoice in salvation. And in verse 6, I'll sing to the Lord. So he goes from pleading to God, praying, presenting his problems, to now singing to the Lord, verse 6, because he has dealt bountifully with me. And just two things I want us to think about as we close is this. When you trust in God's power and his love to lead us, our heart rejoices and we can sing, even when difficulties arise, even in difficult situations, in struggles, and even heartaches. I made a little note in my Bible that says this: we can sing when we suffer because we trust God. We can sing when we suffer because we trust God. That's the power of our God. When we take the things that we don't understand, the things we can't control, or maybe we can't handle in of ourselves, and we go to him, then we can sing even in our suffering, even in our heartache, even in our struggles. Maybe you're here this afternoon and you've got some struggles, maybe you have some prayer requests you'd like for us to pray with you. Or maybe possibly someone here that needs to obey the gospel. Most of us here are Christians. But if we can pray with you, if we can help you in any way, won't you come as we stand, as we sing?
What can wash away?